The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus took Peter, James, and John, his brother, and led them up a high mountain by themselves. And he was transfigured before them. His face shone like the sun, and his clothes became white as light. And behold, Moses and Elijah appeared to them, conversing with him. Then Peter said in reply to Jesus, "Lord, it is good that we are here. If you wish, I will make three tents here, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah." While he was still speaking, behold, a bright cloud cast a shadow over them. Then from the cloud came a voice that said, "This is my beloved Son, with whom I am well pleased. Listen to him." When the disciples heard this, they fell prostrate and were very much afraid. But Jesus came and touched them, saying, "Rise and do not be afraid." When the disciples raised their eyes, they saw no one else but Jesus alone. As they were coming down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, "Do not tell the vision to anyone until the Son of Man has been raised from the dead." The Gospel of the Lord.
St. John Paul II said once that the whole program of Lent is listening to Jesus. The Father in heaven seems to want us to listen to Jesus. Peter, James, and John are taken up the mountain of Transfiguration, and they are instructed by the Heavenly Father to listen. Listen to the Lord who reveals his glory. Listen to Jesus. Is that all we are instructed to do in this gospel? Well, Peter, James, and John on the mountain of Transfiguration are exposed to one of the most powerful moments in the gospel accounts of Jesus. They are granted by Jesus a moment of pure love. They are gifted by God with a moment where Jesus reveals not just his glorified body, he reveals to them an eternal hope. He reveals to them the power of his mercy. Jesus reveals to them how much he desires us, his disciples, to dwell in his presence for all eternity. The transfiguration of Jesus proclaims this to the world: heaven is real. So let's consider then this moment of divine revelation with Jesus and his beloved apostles, Peter, James, and John. They see the Lord in his divine form. His face, it says in the scriptures, is shining like the sun, and his clothing is white as light. And what do they do, and how do they respond to this? They want to capture the moment. They want to stay with Jesus forever. We can never get out of this. We have to remain here forever. For us who read it and imagine what they experienced, it's just a moment in time. But for Peter, James, and John, it's much more, because they prostrate themselves in the presence of God in this moment, and they remained there for a long time. When they got up, it is likely that they had probably lost their sense of time. It seemed like eternity that they were with Jesus. The scriptures say that they were afraid, but they were also surrounded by the light of peace. On the mountain with Jesus, with the voice of the Father, with the power of the Holy Spirit, God brings heaven to earth. And we hear this voice, this great voice of the Father, "Listen to my Son." Stay with Jesus. Listen to him. For Peter, James, and John, something powerful is revealed in this moment. They see without a doubt that Jesus is God, and he wants us to know him in this life and live with him eternally in heaven. Jesus is not just another great prophet or teacher and rabbi. He is the Messiah. He is God. Listen to him. Listen to Jesus. Stay with Jesus. Come to prayer with Jesus. And do not delay anymore. At the celebration of the Mass, in a spiritual way, every time we celebrate the Mass, it is a transfiguration. It's a moment of heaven coming to earth. When we come to the Mass, we celebrate this moment where Jesus says, "Here I am." Jesus transforms into this bread, or transforms the bread and wine into his body and blood. He comes to us on this mountain of the altar of sacrifice. Jesus here is fully present in the Eucharist and calls to our hearts, saying, "Listen to me." In the Eucharist, Jesus invites us to encounter him in the bread of life. His body and blood in the sacrament are the promise of eternal glory. At the mountain of transfiguration, God lifts the veil and reveals his glory. And on the altar of sacrifice, God lifts the veil and comes to us as our food, the bread of life. What is our reaction to this? Well, hopefully we want to stay. We should want to stay. We want to be here forever. When we come to Mass on any given Sunday, what do most of us say in our minds? I'm not going to speak for everybody. I'm going to just speak in general. Sometimes we might be saying in our minds, "How long will this Mass last? So that I can get back to looking at my phone. Because there's something on my phone I really want to see." Or you might hear or think, "The Mass needs to not last more than 1 hour. If it lasts more than 1 hour, there's a problem, Father. Why did Father preach so long? It could have been a lot shorter. Why does it seem like, not for everybody, why does it seem like, though, when we come into the church for Mass, we're immediately trying to figure out how to get out of here? That's not the way Peter, James, and John responded. They didn't look at Jesus, who's revealing his glory, and say, "Are you done yet?" They laid down They said, let's build tents. Let's stay here forever. But this is the human condition. We're all struck with it. We all struggle with it. We're always looking toward the next thing, distracted by the world. Our minds suffer from the ability or the inability to listen, to stay, to encounter the beauty of what is happening in the present moment with God. It's difficult to be still and pray, to listen and encounter Jesus. But this is the program of Lent. This is why we have this season, to counter the world, to counter the secularism that we're faced with every day, to counter evil and hate and torture and war and every kind of evil that comes at us or that we deal with within our hearts. This is the heavenly encounter, though, that we desire most of all. Be still. Be still and listen to Jesus. Encounter his love and stay with him. Jesus, show us your glory and help us to not run from you. Jesus, we want to stay with you. We trust in you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.